Michael Bryant is a Lansing attorney. He's right here in studio. Good morning to you.
Well, good morning, Tony. Thanks again for having me on your show.
Well, let's just dive right into some cases that you're working on. First of all, you had heard about the case. As a matter of fact, we talked about it before you were involved with it, revolving around some businesses on West Saginaw whom during the construction or the reconstruction of West Saginaw Street, in which one of the lanes, one of the directions was taken away. A lot of businesses lost a lot of money, including ABC Warehouse, but including the Utter Creamery and Ice Cream Shop, who went out of business because of this. Tell us about your involvement in this story now.
Well, thank you. And again, you know, Fitness USA just gave notice that they're closing up at the end of the month. But after the broadcast last time, I talked with the owner of Utter Creamery, and I was interested. We did some research and found there's actually two ways for those businesses to get recouped. Number one is if they're a small business and lost a substantial portion of their income or went out of business, there's the taking issue. Basically, it's like if you have a piece of property and the government comes in and takes a portion of it, well, that's the theory. They owe you. They had a right now to be compensated. Now, the larger businesses don't quite fall under that taking issue, but they do fall under a gross negligence, which would mean that if the construction job was set up so poorly it might be considered grossly negligent, then you could pierce the governmental immunity and then allow those larger businesses to sue the state, county, and other officials that may be responsible for a very poor construction setup.
So they're going to say, Mike, come on, we're growing here. We've got to do this construction. There's no other way, and there's casualties because of that. We're sorry. We did the best we could.
Well, Michigan is in such a state right now, an economic state, that they cannot afford to lose one business. And when you mismanage a construction like that and cause so many businesses to go out. Now, you not only have the businesses, you have their employees, and then you also have another stratosphere of the leaseholders. Just think of those leaseholders that are owning that and are leasing that property. So you have a stratosphere, a level of damages from different people that with as poor as an economic situation as Michigan is, they should be supporting small business and watching every single step instead of running through there like an elephant and destroying businesses.
Well, so far, how many businesses are involved in this lawsuit?
As of yesterday, 25, and we just started a big media blitz. I'm going down to talk with an attorney. I'm leaving tonight, and I'm meeting with him at 6 in the morning. His name's Newton Schwartz, and I'm asking him for funding for the 2,500 people that we represent at Enbridge, as well as this case, because you're going to have an army of accountants go through there and calculate their lost income. And I just don't think, you know, any one firm can do that. I think a group of attorneys and having a funding attorney is the only way to actually attack this. And that's why I'm going to Houston tonight and meeting with them at 6 in the morning.
So what are taxpayers going to have to pick up for these lost wages from these businesses?
You know, and we understand that Michigan is under the straits, too. But there's got to be some way to mediate through this, maybe through tax breaks and overall tax breaks for these small businesses. There's got to be something that, you know, as a group of us, that we can negotiate with the state so that they can get some benefit and recoup their losses.
Darnisha Clay was the 17-year-old who was shot and killed in a Bank of America, and her mother, Mary Rush, has had you look into this case. Where are you with this?
Right now, we've got the test back from our ballistics, and the initial test was that there was no gunshot residue on her, which means that at the bare minimum, he was 5 feet away. So that's our ballistics test. That's what we're standing on, and that's why we're proceeding on to trial.
So you're saying that he was at close range?
I'm saying that our expert indicated initially that there was no gunshot residue. Now, if you're outdoors shooting, well, that means maybe a 3 feet away. My expert indicated, who was David Townsend, he was out at the MSP for the longest time as their expert. He looked at it and said initially, Mike, there's no gunshot residue on her, which means that you're looking at an outdoor distance of 3 to 4 feet.
And so the further you shoot away, the more chance you have to get residue on you?
The less chance.
The less chance.
Correct. So just think, if I shot from you here, mm-hmm. you're going to get some blast up from the gunshot residue. If you step back further, depending if you're inside or outside, you're going to get gunshot.
All right, Mike's about residue. 4 feet away from me here at our table in our studio. Where are we with the Enbridge case?
We started a blitz down there. We were up to, you know, we started with 81 clients, and we went through weeks of depositions. We did two tiers, and so we're going through deposition. We start mediation, facilitated mediation, in 2 weeks. But while we were working this case, we pocketed about 1,100 clients, and So that's why we're going to Mr. Schwartz in Houston. It's just a monstrous task to represent 2,500 people, not only from the paperwork, but the experts, the doctors, and just the whole infrastructure. So, you know, we're gearing up for some very large battles here.
And one more question about the Clay case, yes. City of Lansing. So that is going to court. Will there be a settlement there, do you think?
Who knows about settlement? And the case has already been filed in federal court. They've answered it. A very reputable firm, Plunkett and Cooney and David Otis, represent the city. And so we do know that we have a battle. Nobody's going to give up on this.
All right, and then one more question about Enbridge. From what they keep telling us, we just were on the phone with them a couple of days ago, they're giving monies. They're doing everything they can to compensate and help people. Do you agree with that?
Well, I'll tell you, they haven't given my 81 clients anything, and they haven't negotiated. As a matter of fact, they continue to deny liability, and they're waiting for a federal decision on the testing of the pipe.
So Enbridge denies liability about the...
I'm saying at this time, from the word of their attorneys, okay, is that they, at this point, they're denying liability. And it doesn't mean that they're going to change their mind. It just means at this point, they're denying liability until they get the test results back from the federal testing.
And 81 people haven't received any funding?
Well, when it first occurred, there were some of them that received minimal benefits, maybe a motel for a week, maybe an air cleaner. But nobody has settled out and waived their personal injury damages that I represent for the 81.
Michael Bryant is an attorney here in Lansing, and he is working on some high-profile cases. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. And I know you've been traveling a lot, but I just want to get your thoughts on what's happening in Williamston with a 14-year-old. It looks like he was either climbing on this wall or he was trying to do pull-ups or some type of athletic movement, and the wall collapsed on him. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, you know, I haven't seen the engineering report or any expert's report on why it occurred, but, you know, you think generally that, you know, our children are in school and you want to make sure that they're protected. And, again, if there was a mistake, if it's simple negligence, the state and employees are protected. But if there's gross negligence, and I hope that they look hard to protect our kids. If there's gross negligence, then you can go right after the people responsible.
Isn't it kind of hard to think about legal action when you're mourning the loss of someone?
For a lot of people, that's therapy. It's the only way to work through it.
Why?
You ask them. I haven't been in that particular position where I've lost someone, but I've worked with people that have, and it is actual therapy to work through it.
All right. Michael Bryant, Lansing Law Attorney.